今天听信息的时候，手中有一本圣经会比较有帮助。
If you listen to today's message, I encourage you to have the Bible open before you.
所以你如果手中没有圣经，举个手，招待可以拿一本圣经给你。
If you don't have a Bible, the usher will pass a Bible to you if you raise your hand.
今天的这个经文相当的长。
We have a very long passage today.
虽然已经读过一遍。
Although we have read it once.
但是等一下讲到的时候会提到一些细节，你能够自己看圣经会比较有帮助。
But there are details that you can look up in the Bible, they will be more helpful.
我们今年夏天主日信息的主题是发光的敬虔品格。
The summer main theme is godly characters that shine.
我们挑选的是圣经当中不算特别出名的人物。
We have chosen some of the not so famous people in the Bible.
看他们如何在一些事情上显出难能可贵的品格，既荣耀神，又值得我们效法。
That in many matters that can show their special and worthy characters that glorify God and are worthy of our following.
有没有人记得上个主日满仓带我们看了哪一个人物？
Do you remember that Brother 满仓 led us which person?
一位被敌人掳去的以色列小女子。
The Israel, a captive young girl.
虽然圣经里面没有其他的名字，却记下了她值得我们效法的榜样。
Although Bible didn't record her name, but they have recorded her examples.
我们今天看的人物也是出自《列王记下》。
The character that we're going to see today is also from 2 Kings.
也是一位圣经没有写出名字的女子。
And this woman has no name in the Bible either.
只因为她住的那个城叫苏念。她就被称为苏念的妇人。
Because she lived in the city of Shunan, so she was called the Shunammite woman.
不过这位苏念妇人被公认是圣经当中最出色、最值得效法的杰出女性之一。
But the Shunammite woman is actually one of the most outstanding and the most famous as a female that worth our following.
如果要细细看的话，她有很多优点值得一提。
If we look in details, there she has many good characters.
但我们今天只挑三方面。
But we only choose three points.
首先，我们看到她是一位特别看重属灵事情的女人。
The first thing we see is that she especially focuses on spiritual matters.
当时神拣选了以利沙来传讲神的信息，劝以色列人悔改归向神。
At that time, God had chosen Elisha to preach God's message and asked the Israelite to repent and go back to the Lord.
Elisha 非常忠心的服侍，经常四处奔波。
Elisha has served faithfully and he travels around.
有一次，以利沙来到苏念城，苏念妇人就请他吃饭。
One time, Elisha came to this city of Shunem, and Shunem has would like to have a feast for him.
圣经说他。强留以利沙吃饭。
In the Bible is recorded that the Shunammite has urged him to eat with her.
想必以利沙原本不想麻烦别人，但是被苏念妇人强烈的热忱给说服了。
It is implied here Elisha originally doesn't want to trouble others, but then he was urged, so he stayed.
而且那次吃过饭之后，以利沙显然看得出苏念妇人的接待是完全的真诚。所以以后他每次再经过苏念就不再推辞。
And after that meeting, Elisha has apparently have seen that the how hearty is the Shunammite's meals. So every time he passed the city again, he did not resist again.
招待以利沙吃饭吃了好几次之后，苏念妇人不但不嫌烦不嫌累。
And after several meals with the Shunammite with Elisha, this Shunammite is not feel this is too much trouble or this is too tiring.
他还主动跟他的先生说，我们加盖一个小楼，这样以利沙以后每次经过苏念，不只是可以在家里吃饭，还可以过夜。
She takes the initiative to suggest her husband to build a small building on top of the roof so that every time that Elisha passed, not only for meals, but can also stay over.
当然我们从此很容易看到她的美德是热忱接待人，非常的慷慨。
And we can see that one of her characters is that her hospitality and generosity.
不过请注意，她在向丈夫提议加盖小楼的时候， 关键的原因是他看出以利沙是一位圣洁属神的人。
But we should notice here when she made the suggestion to her husband, the key reason is that she thinks Elisha is a godly man.
你再看看他想到要盖小楼给以利沙住的时候，他非常细心的想到要摆桌子、椅子和灯台。
We think that when he gave this small room to Elisha, she is very carefully to arrange the table, the chair, and the lamp.
很显然，他以属灵的眼光看见以利沙服侍神的重要意义。
So in, apparently, she has seen the important meaning to serve Elisha.
以利沙服侍神的重要意义。
The meaning of Elisha's serving of God.
那他也以属灵的眼光来看见。他自己可以怎么做来支持神的工作
And through her spiritual eyes she can see that how she can apply herself to God's work
当然有些人会想哎呀这个苏念妇人如第八节所说的是个大户人家的有钱人想加盖一个小楼就有钱加盖一个小楼
Maybe you would think that according to verse 8 this woman is very well to do so if she wanted a small room then there will be a small room
不过她加盖小楼不是因为他有钱
But she adding this small room on the roof is not because she was rich.
不是因为他想要把自己的房子弄得更大来向别人炫耀
It's not because she wants her house to be bigger to show off.
而完全是因为他看重属灵的事情
But completely because she focused on the spiritual matters.
他想要借着服侍神的仆人来支持神的工作
She would like to serve God's servant.To apply to God's work.
我们平常在教会因为不太想鼓励弟兄姐妹去羡慕有钱，所以就很少称赞有钱人。
In the usual times in church, because we don't like you to be pursuing money, so we seldom praise the rich.
但是有一些经济能力很好的基督徒，他们像苏念妇人一样，是有很好的榜样。
But there are many rich Christians; they have great example.
二十多年前我和我的太太才二十几岁那时候还没有孩子在洛杉矶地区工作
More than 20 years ago me and my wife is in our 20s we don't have kids and we work in Los Angeles
中秋节快到的时候、我们两个人就想买盒月饼给自己吃吃
And in the mid autumn festival we would like to give ourselves some mooncakes
要买的时候突然想到教会当中有好几位在 Fuller 神学院读书的人
And then weI thought about there's several seminary students in Fuller Seminary around church.
我们知道他们的经济都很紧，好几位还是有小孩的。
We know they have limited means, and many of them have children.
我们就买了好多盒月饼，当天就一家家送去，没有多少钱，帮他们送去。
And then we don't use a lot of money, but we buy a lot of mooncakes to send to the seminary students.
我去送月饼的时候才发现。在吸引世界各国学生来读富勒神学院的附近，竟然有一个规模不小的 Chinese apartment.
We actually find out that around this Fuller Seminary is very a lot of international students come. There is a pretty sizable Chinese apartment.
原来是一位台湾的基督徒企业家买下来奉献给华人神学生住的。
This is one of the Christian's entrepreneur. He bought it and dedicated for the Chinese seminary students.
这位台湾的这个基督徒企业家，他非常的成功。
This Taiwanese Christian entrepreneur, he has a very good business.
他始终对神有感恩的心，非常看重属灵的事。
He has a thanksgiving heart to God and a notice about the spiritual matters.
所以早年他先奉献很多的金钱到处盖礼拜堂。
So in the early years, he offered a lot of money for building the church.
但是后来他看见不能光盖礼拜堂。
And then he see that you know, building churches are not enough.
需要提高教会会众和传道人的素质。
That he hoped to cultivate the congregations and the pastors their qualities.
他就花钱大批的买好的属灵书籍。
So he spent a lot of money for spiritual books.
而且花钱请好的讲员来为教会提供训练。
And spend money to invite good speakers to provide training for the church.
但他发现这样还不够。
But he still feel this is not enough.
因为他知道很多华人的传道人为了更有效的服侍主，选择从亚洲各地到洛杉矶地区的富勒神学院进修。And
then he know that many Chinese pastors, in order to serve the Lord more effectively, they have come from all parts of Asia to Fuller Seminary in Los Angeles.
但是富勒是处在房租非常非常贵的 City of Pasadena.
But Fuller Seminary was in this very expensive area of City of Pasadena.
这位企业家就在离学校走路10分钟不到的地方买下那一整栋的公寓。So
this entrepreneur has bought an entire apartment that's just about 10 minutes walking from the seminary.
让从美国之外各地区来 Fuller 读书的华人神学生可以很便宜的住在那里面。So
the seminary students studying Fuller can afford their life in Pasadena.
我可以跟大家讲，很多今天在世界各地服侍主的华人牧师和宣教士都曾经住过那栋 Chinese apartment.
I can tell you that many of the servants and pastors around the world, they have all lived in this Chinese apartment.
很多人都在见证当中提起那个 Chinese apartment, 十分的感恩。
And they have witnessed and give thanksgiving for the Chinese apartment.
在这个20多年前, Pasadena的这个房租已经远远比我们Ithaca贵。
Even more than 20 years ago, the apartment rent is more expensive than Ithaca now.
那那些神学生住在 Chinese apartment 仍然需要付房租。But
the seminary students still need to pay rent to live in Chinese apartment.
大家要不要猜一猜房租是多少钱？
You want to guess about the rent?
他们每个人一个月只需要交10块钱美金。The
monthly rent is $10.
我送月饼的那一年就已经感受到神学生个个在经济上非常的紧。
And the year that I send these mooncakes, I have feel that the seminary students are of limited means.
几年之后，我自己蒙神呼召，全职侍奉，辞掉工作去读神学院。
After several years, I was called to a full-time ministry, and I have go full-time to enter seminary.
我就从我的许多同学们身上更清楚地看到
And from my classmates, I have seen clearly that how is necessary is the financial support to the seminary students.
虽然我因为已经住在美国多年，没有资格申请住在 Chinese apartment, 我非常高兴我一些从海外来的同学们能够住在那里。
Because I have lived in America for many years, so that I'm not qualified to apply for Chinese apartment, but I'm very happy that my many overseas classmates can live there.
那位企业家的奉献真的是给这些服侍主的传道人带来非常实际的帮助。The
dedications of that Christian entrepreneur has bring practical help to the seminary students.
也间接了祝福了整个神的国度当中的各个教会。And
has indirectly blessed many churches in God's kingdom.
除了他之外，我还确实知道有不少成功的基督徒企业家。In
addition to him, I know many other successful Christian entrepreneurs.
他们也像苏念夫人一样，非常看重属灵的事。Just
like the Shunammites, they also focus on the spiritual matters.
他们一旦看准了，就慷慨的解囊奉献。When
they find out accurately, they offer generously.
而且他们往往都是非常低调，不想引人注意，不想得人称赞。And
they're often very low key, without attracting attentions or praises.
我信主不久，就在教会当中见过好几次。
After believing the, surely after I believe in the Lord, I sing many times in the church.
在主的事工有特别需要的时候，哇，突然一笔超乎一般人想象的大额奉献就出现了。When
there's a special need in God's ministry, and there's a very big amount of offering appears.
一开始遇到这种事情就发生在身边，我真的是很受震撼，然后就会很好奇的想说，哎，到底是谁呀？
After these things happened to me, all of a sudden, I was shocked, and then I was curious, who is this?
但这种事情见过很多次之后，就不再好奇。But
after many times seeing the same thing, I stopped being curious.
因为知道这些人就像苏念夫人一样，很有属灵的眼光。Because
I know these people are like the Shunammites, they have the spiritual eyes.
他们的奉献是讨神喜悦，他们自己也很喜乐。The
offering is pleasing to God, and they themselves rejoice in it.
虽然在我们在座当中，大概没有什么大企业家。
maybe among you there's no big entrepreneurs.
大概没有什么人可以一下子就开张上万或者几十万的支票奉献。
Maybe you are not being able to give an offering of tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
但是我们依然可以照着自己的能力来效法苏念夫人的榜样。
But we can follow the Shunammite examples according to our own abilities.
我们也许不能像那个企业家买一栋公寓。
Maybe we cannot buy the whole apartment for the seminary students.
但是遇到自己教会里面有人清楚蒙神呼召去全职侍奉读神宣的时候，我们可以尽上一份力量来资助他们。
But if we see our church have seminary students go for full-time ministry, we can try to use our strengths to support them.
在过去九年当中，我们教会就有很多的会友以及校友参与过。
In the past 9 years, that our church have many members and alumni have participated in this meaningful ministry.
我们的校友周纳弟兄还有何仲家弟兄，他们都全时间读神学院三年。
And our alumni Nathan Cho and the Calvin Ho, they have going through the full-time studies in seminaries for 3 years.
我们教会的这群人。 就资助了他们所有学费和生活费的三分之一。
And the members in our church has supported one-third of their tuitions and the living cost.
如今他们都毕业了，都在不同的地方在教会里侍奉。
Now they have graduated and serving different churches.
我想所有曾经参与支持他们的人都亲身感受过。 那是多么美好又有意义的奉献。
We think that many all the people that participate in supporting them feel that this is a beautiful and meaningful offering.
另外有一件我们每个人都能够做的，像苏念夫人一样做的，就是接待。Another
thing that we can follow the Shunammite example is hospitality.
现在我们教会有好几个同工。 他们又有房子能够接待，他们又很有愿意接待的心。
We have several co-workers. They have houses that can be applied to hospitality, and they have this heart of hospitality.
所以很多接待的机会往往都是由这几家来分。
So that they share among these opportunities of hospitality.
但是其实只要有愿意的心，这是每一个基督徒家庭都可以做的。
Actually, if you have a willing heart, that every family can do this.
我还认识好几个基督徒家庭。 尤其特别乐意接待神的仆人。
And I know several Christian families that they are especially hospitable to the pastors.
他们的态度和苏念夫人一样，很主动的想要多有机会来服侍传道人。
Their attitude is just like the Shunammites. They would like to actively find our opportunity to serve God's servants.
我们把应用的范围可以再扩大一点。
And we can even enlarge the applicability.
每个人都可以像苏念夫人一样。 把自己的住处来服侍主。We
can use our resident to serve the Lord.
我们教会有好几位校友找到工作之后搬到新的地方。Several
alumni, after they find jobs, they move to a new place.
有好几位在他们买房子或者是买地盖房子的时候，很清楚地把一件事情放在第一位。When
they either buy a house or build their own houses, they're the things that's in their first priority.
就是要让自己的房子。
That their houses can be used by the Lord.
有的是他们在电话上告诉我。Some
they told me by phone.
有的是我有机会去亲眼见到他们为了侍奉主而在房子上费心的安排。Some
that when I have the opportunity to visit them, I have seen from my own eyes that what is their careful arrangement for their houses to serve the Lord.
想看看一般人买房子的时候优先考虑的是什么？
Think about it. What is the first thing that when people thinking about buying a house?
在乎的是什么？
What do you care about?
而有一些基督徒，他们确实做了相当特别的选择。
And some Christians have made a special choice.
因为他们像苏念夫人一样非常看重属灵的事。
Because like the Shunammites, they are focused on the spiritual matters.
在苏念夫人身上，我们看到另外一个难能可贵的地方，是她是一个很知足的人。
There's another very special characters of the Shunammites is that she's a content woman.
伊丽莎接受她几次接待之后，很自然的想要回报她。
After her hospitality, Elisha will naturally like to reward her.
只是不知道，哎，她会想要什么。
But Elisha didn't know that what she would like to have.
伊丽莎和她的仆人就直接问苏念夫人，有什么是他们能够为她做的？
So Elisha and his servants then asked the Shunammite directly, what can we do for you? To their surprise, that the Shunammite has no request. One of the sentences that he asked the Shunammite is that, can we speak on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army?
原因是在那个世代, 就算苏联妇人和她丈夫是个大户人家, 他们像一般老百姓一样, 如果遇到不公不义的事情发生, 也很可能投诉无门, 只有忍气吞声。
Because in that generation, even they are very well to do, but just like ordinary people, if there's some injustice happened to them, they have no way to go.
我这一代在台湾出生的人已经算是相当的幸运, 成长在一个政治和经济 相对来说都很稳定的年代。
For my generations of people born in Taiwan, we are very lucky because the politics and economy has been reasonably stable.
当我才稍微懂事一点，就开始发现，仍然常有老百姓遭受不公义欺压的事情。
But since my youth, I have known some injustice.
小警察都敢欺压小老百姓。
Even the very low-rank policemen, they abuse the ordinary citizens.
再高阶一点的官员就不要说了。And
the high-rank officials may do even more.
我再长大一点，接触更多人。And
when I grow up, I have met more people.
就发现居然有些个人甚至家族遭遇了我们难以相信的不公义待遇，但是求助无门，几十年。
And I found some people, even some entire family, they have experienced some injustice, but they have no way to go, and they cannot turn it around in several tens of years.
就算在美国，我们也会遇到让我们心里不平的事。
Even in America, there is some injustice too.
比如说在伊萨卡，我们很多老中住在University Heights apartment.
For example, that many Chinese people we live in the University Heights apartment.
房租是还可以啦。The
rent is cheap.
但是停车场和车道的路面到处都是很大的破洞。
But the driveway and the parking lot has many holes.
多少年了？
And for all these many years.
房客们多次的反映，甚提出要求，甚至抗议。
And all the tenants has responded, protest.
但是找不到有足够影响力的人帮忙，就拿房东一点办法都没有。
But they cannot find any influential people to help, so they cannot do anything to this landlord.
那以利沙，他问苏念夫人，你向王或元帅有所求的没有？是因为他真有能力帮忙。
Elisha asking Shunammite, can we speak on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army? It is because Elisha has that ability.
当时他的服事已经大有果效，写明他是神所拣选的仆人。
That time Elisha has served the Lord with very effectively, and everyone knows that he is the chosen servant by God.
见到任何不公义的事情，就算对方是王或者是军队的元帅，他都敢直言谴责。
If he saw any injustice, that even though there are kings or a commander of the whole army involved, he can still directly condemn them.
而那些在高位有权势的人，也不敢不对以利沙有所敬畏。And
all these people in authority has respected Elisha.
所以苏念妇人若有所求，以利沙真能帮忙。
So if the Shunammite woman really asks something, that Elisha can really help.
如果是你，你会怎么做？
If it were you, what will you do?
有一次我们教会附近的居民开了一个居民大会。
At one time that there's around our neighborhood, there's a town hall meeting that done in our church.
Yeah, 他借用我们教会举行。
They use our church location buildings.
那天我一方面当主人欢迎他们，一方面我也很有兴趣观察学习美国的地方自治。
That time, not only I served as a host, but I was very interested to learn about this self-governance in America.
那天伊萨卡的市长也来了。And
that time, actually, the Ithaca mayor has come.
那开会到最后，他就很自然问大家。 有什么是他能为大家做的？
And after a while, then she asked very naturally that what can I do for you?
哇，他一问，居民马上很具体，而且有根有据的指出这市区当中一连串需要改善的地方。And
once after she asked the questions, and then all the residents talk very practically and effectively about things that can take improvement.
的确，有哪个社区没有问题？
Yes, that all community will have problems. That all these communities have room for improvement.
遇到有影响力的人来, 还主动问你, 什么是他能够帮忙的, 这种机会一般人怎么会就让他这样子错过呢?
If the influential person come to ask you that how can he help, how can you miss this kind of opportunity?
但是苏念夫人听到以利沙这样问的时候, 只简单地回答说, 我在我本乡,
but when the Shunammite woman heard Elisha's questions, he just simply answered, I have a home among my people. Don't look down on this simple sentence. She didn't mean that there's no problem in her life.
而是说她觉得能够住在一群乡亲当中已经感到很满足了。
But she feels very content to live among her own people.
不只是如此,
not only this.
很多圣经学者都指出, 苏念妇人其实有相当强烈的责任感。
Many biblical scholars have found that the Shunammite woman has a lot of sense of responsibility.
她认为在生活当中彼此照应一起解决问题是她以及众乡亲们应尽的责任。
She thinks that to take care of each other and solve the problem of the community is the responsibility of her and her own people.
她相信目前他们都能够自己承担, 并无所求。
She believed that they can take care of themselves, so she does not have any further requests.
所以她是一位很有责任感的妇人。
So she is a woman of a sense of responsibility.
她总是愿意尽上一份自己的力量。
She always willing to dedicate her part.
她看重属灵的事情, 就愿意接待服侍神的仆人以利沙。
When she dedicated to the spiritual matters, she's willing to be hospitable to God's servant Elisha. And she doesn't ask for any reward.
她很知足,
she's very content and thinks that she has a very good living.
不过,
is it really that she has nothing to ask?
以利沙的仆人们, 仆人注意到, 诶,
the servant of Elisha noticed that they don't have kids.
我想我们当中所有已婚的夫妇都能够体会, 如果结婚多年一直没有孩子, 你会不会想向神求个孩子啊?
I think that all the married couple here, if you marry for many years and you don't have kids, will you ask God for a child?
结婚的夫妻想要有孩子是天经地义的事情。
It's very natural to have to ask for children if you are married for a long time.
而这位苏念妇人呢?
How about the Shunammite woman?
It seemed
that she has taken as a fact that she has no children. She still applied herself very positively and actively.
甚至以利沙问她想求什么的时候, 她都没有把这件事情当作一大遗憾的。
Even though when Elisha asked her directly, she didn't bring out these things that she may feel regret. This is not easy.
因为你自己不在乎, 你旁边的人,
actually, even you yourself don't care about it. The people surround you will bring you this, remind you this trouble.
以前我住洛杉矶的时候, 教会有位同工, 大我12岁, 没有孩子。
When I live in Los Angeles, there's a co-worker in the church. He's older than me by 12 years, but they don't have kids.
他们夫妇非常爱主,
this couple love the Lord and they have a lot of gifts.
一直到今天很多传道人或福音性机构要开创什么新的事工或要举办什么超大型聚会的时候都会想要找这位弟兄帮忙。
Even up to today, when many pastors or Christian organizations, they would like to have new ministries or these super large meetings, they would like to ask for his help.
因为再大再难的事情,只要这位弟兄答应接下来了,你几乎可以百分之百的放心,他不但能够办成,还会办得漂漂亮亮。
But even though it's the big and difficult things, as long as this brother can take it, you can 100% to take care because he's not only to be able to do it, but do a great job. At that time, my mother hasn't believed in the Lord yet. And after she visited the church for a time, then she asked me,
说, 这位弟兄这么爱主, 神怎么不给他一个孩子呢?
That this brother loving the Lord so much, why God didn't give him a child? My mother just asked me privately.
我还亲眼见过有好几次有人居然当面拿这个问题直接问那对夫妇。I've
seen from my own eyes that several people asked them directly about this question.
大家可想而知，就算他们自己早就坦然接受，还是会有人很不知趣的来问他说：“哎，神为什么没有给你们孩子？”
Even though they have accepted the facts as is, but there are still many people around them will ask this inappropriate question.
不过我所认识的那对夫妇，他们像苏念夫人一样。But
this couple is just like the Shunammites.
没有孩子的事情，丝毫没有影响他们服侍主的热忱和心智。
The fact that they don't have children does not affect the enthusiasm to serve the Lord.
而且他们也丝毫没有感到不知足，然后生活当中没有喜乐。
That there's not a trace of discontentment in their lives.
这是我们再回头看一下苏念妇人强留以利沙吃饭的事。
And let's think about how the Shunammite woman urged Elisha to dine with them.
一般人会强烈感觉去要求祈求的。
Many people, your strong urge is about your own insufficiency, the things that you really want.
但是要遇到服侍神的事情，要付代价去付出的事情，就好像不太有这么强烈的热忱。But
when you apply to ministry that it takes a cost to serve, then you don't have that proactive attitude.
苏念妇人刚好相反。This
Shunammite woman is the opposite.
在服侍神，在给出去的事情上，她带着强烈的热忱，积极主动争取去做。In
serving, serving the Lord and in giving, she has this proactive attitude to urge to do it.
而对于要让自己得什么好处，她却一点想法都没有。But
up to her own good things, then she doesn't have any thought.
她真的是一位敬虔而知足的人。
She's really a pious and content woman.
她还有一个很突出的地方，就是她信靠神，有颗很单纯的心。There's
another very special thing about her is that she has a very pure heart.
神借着以利沙赐福给她，让她生了个儿子。God
used Elisha to bless her and let her have a son.
那儿子小时候有一天突然生病就死了。And
when the son was still young, and then he suffered from a sickness and died.
还好后来以利沙来了，就把孩子又救活了。Very
fortunately that Elisha came and then they revived the son.
这个让死人复活的神迹，当然是神借着以利沙的手行的。These
revival miracles is surely that the God has done through Elisha's hand.
但我们把这个事件跟以利沙所行的其他神迹做个比较。But
if we put this a miracle in contrast with the other miracles that the Elisha has performed,
就会发现在叙述这个事件的记载当中，很大的焦点不是放在以利沙身上，是放在这个苏念妇人身上。We'll
find the descriptions of this miracle, the focus is not on Elisha, but on the Shunammite woman.
是她在孩子都已经死了时候，仍然知道神可以行神迹。
Is that this Shunammite woman know that God can perform a miracle even after her son has died?
是她非常的有信心，也非常果断的请先生为她准备一批驴。她立即前往离苏念城有18英里之远的加密山。So
she has all this faith and then determined directly that she asked her husband to prepare a donkey and then go to this place that Elisha stayed that's more than 18 miles away.
是他给仆人清楚的指示，一路直奔，驴不停蹄。She
gave a very clear indication to the her servants, and she went there directly without hesitation.
是他有精确的属灵洞察力。
She had these very accurate spiritual views.
他知道神行神迹的时候，所使用的人是以利沙，不是以利沙的仆人基哈西。
She knows that when God performed this kind of miracle, it's going to be through Elisha and not through Elisha's servant, Gehazi.
的确，后来到第五章的时候，我们就看到基哈西贪财，心不够正。
In fact, the actor in chapter 5 later, that we see that Gehazi is craving for wealth, and Gehazi doesn't have a pure heart.
苏念妇人很早就看出以利沙是圣洁属神的人，她却对基哈西大有保留。
The Shunammite woman, very early, she has seen that the Elisha is a holy and God's people, but she has reservations toward Gehazi.
也是因为苏念夫人的坚持，以利沙才亲自专程走这一趟。
And it is because of the Shunammite woman's persistence that Elisha decided to go by himself.
还好以利沙亲自去了。
It is good that Elisha actually go by himself.
早先以利沙以为啊，只要他的仆人把他的杖放在孩子脸上就可以了。
In the beginning, Elisha thought that just the you know his servants are putting his staff on the face of the son, it will be done.
但是到了以利沙自己到了苏念妇人家，弯在孩子的房间向神祷告之后，还是经过几番折腾，孩子才活过来的。
But after he arrived in the Shunammite's house, he has closed the door and prayed several times, and all these happenings.Then the son was revived.
所以在整个事件当中，我们看到得到最高肯定的是苏念妇人的信心。
In the entire matter, the thing that's really have God's affirmation here is the faith of the Shunammite woman.
她似乎从来都没有失去信心。
Not even a time that she seemed to lose her faith.
她知道神既然在他们根本没有祈求的情形之下，就赐给他们一个儿子。神就可以再借以利沙让死去的儿子复活。
She always know that God have given them a son even without their request, and she knows that God can use Elisha to perform a miracle to revive his son, her son.
另外，根据列王记下第八章的记载
，and also according to chapter 8 in 2 Kings,
以利沙后来指示苏念妇人要全家搬离苏念。好避开将要来的七年饥荒。
Elisha told the Shunammite woman that they should move away for 7 years to avoid the famine.
苏念妇人知道以利沙是神所拣选来向百姓说话的。
The Shunammite woman knows that the Elisha is through God to tell the people.
她就起身照着指示去腓利士地住了七年。
So she start moving and live in the Philistines for 7 years.
我们在这事情上也看得到，她真是有一个非常单纯信靠的心。
We can from this matter, we can see that she has a very pure and the pure heart towards relying God.
她没有多问，哎呀，我们家在这边的家产后来出问题怎么办
？She didn't ask many questions. What happened to my property?
啊，这个饥荒真会来吗
？Is this famine really coming?
真有这么严重吗？
Was that really serious?
真有必要离开苏念城吗？
Was it really necessary for me to leave the Shunan city?
这些一般人很自然会怀疑会问的问题，他非常干脆的摆在一边。
All these questions are natural to other people. She just put it aside.
以利沙说会有七年饥荒，苏念妇人就在外地住了七年。
Elisha said there will be a 7 years of famine, and then she moved out for 7 years.
显然她离开的时候。并没有观望拖延。
It's apparent that she didn't delay or having any reservation.
她也没有因为放心不下而提早回来。
She didn't come back early because she cannot trust Elisha.
她信靠神的心真的是非常单纯而坚定。
Her faith is simple and firm.
当然我们知道信靠神不见得保证一帆风顺，不会付代价，也不会遭灾难。
We know that the believing in God will not guarantee you have a smooth life.
他信靠神去外地待了七年，的确避开了饥荒。
Indeed, that she has moved out for 7 years, that she has avoided the famine.
但是回来之后遇到了麻烦，就是家产拿不回来。
But there are more trouble coming because when they return, they cannot retrieve their properties.
学者们分析，在第四章苏念妇人的丈夫已经年老。
In chapter 4, the scholars have found that her husband is really of old age.
到这时候，她丈夫已经过世，甚至很可能在去避饥荒之前就过世了。
At this time, or even before this, when they try to avoid the famine, that her husband has passed away.
经过七年回来。
After 7 years, and they returned.
除非有人主持公道，一个带着孩子的寡妇是很难顺利的要回家产。
Unless there will be a person of justice, it's very difficult for this widow and young son to reclaim their property.
于是他来到神面前，来到王面前哀告。
So she went and plead before the king.
多么巧。
What kind of coincidence is this?
王那天正好与以利沙的仆人说话。
The king was talking to Elisha's servant at the time.
正好向基哈西问起以利沙行过的各样神迹。
The king was coincidentally asking Gehazi about the miracles that Elisha has performed.
当基哈西提到以利沙曾经使一个妇人的儿子死而复活的时候，苏念妇人刚巧在这时候来到王面前。
Just when the Gehazi has mentioned about how Elisha revived the Shunammite woman's son, and the Shunammite woman has come before the king.
神就借着这一连串的巧合，让王安排一个人去帮苏念妇人拿回了所有的家产。
God used all these coincidences to let king send a person to reclaim, to help reclaim the Shunammite property.
所以虽然中间虽然有风浪，神至终还是让那位单纯信靠神的苏念妇人经历了神的信实和保守。
So even through storms, then God still through his, her pure and simple faith to experience God's protection.
我知道很多人会想，哎呀，我们没有办法像苏念妇人采取一样的行动。
Many people may think that we cannot just follow the Shunammite example.
因为就算有一个人像以利沙一样对我们说类似的话，我哪知道那个人是真是假？
Even so, some people like Elisha say the same thing to me. How am I going to tell this is true or false?
我哪知道那些话是否真的出于神？
How can I tell those words are from God or not?
不，我觉得我们可以把这样的问题暂时摆一边。
But I feel that we can first put that questions aside.
先诚实地问问自己。
But ask yourself honestly.
是否其实有一些非常根本的事情，我们早已经清清楚楚知道是神要我们做的？
Are they some basic things that we know clearly that's what God wants us to do?
但我们却没有抱着一个单纯信靠神的态度照着去做。
But we didn't follow out of a simple and pure heart.
你如果在信心上曾经有过挣扎的经验，
If you have ever few struggles in your faith,
你就知道挣扎的关键往往不是因为你弄不清楚神的心意是什么。
That the key to the struggles are not usually not because you don't know what God wants.
而是在于我们自己的信心有多单纯。
But the key is that how pure is our faith?
有多愿意全然信靠顺服神的旨意。
How willing we are to obey God's will.
在神的国度里面有一个简单的属灵原则是始终不变的。
In God's kingdom, there's a very simple principle.
就是信心是经历神的唯一途径。
That faith is the only way to experience God.
越没有信心就越难经历神。
If you don't have faith, you cannot experience God.
你越有信心你就经历神更多更深。
With more faith, then you can experience God more and deeper.
如果我们读了这段经文以后同意，苏念妇人的确是值得我们羡慕的好榜样，就让我们效法她。
If we, after reading this passage, we agree that the Shunammite woman is some good example for us to follow, we should follow her.
以单纯的心来全然信靠神。
With a pure heart to rely on God.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
我觉得这首诗歌应该是很能够代表苏念妇人的心智。
I think this hymn really represents the heart of the Shunammite woman.
用中文或英文来唱都可以。
You can sing in English or Chinese.
我只要信靠我主，走生命道路。我只要信靠我主，一生歌颂主。虽有风暴，幽暗天空遮掩我前路。我只要信靠我主，他必定帮助。他是我良友，忠实的良友，我能信靠他一直到永久。虽有风暴，幽暗天空遮掩我前路，我只要信靠我主，他必定帮助。第一节英文。I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk alone. I just keep trusting my Lord
and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky of the heavenly realm, I just keep trusting my Lord, he will never fail. It's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend,
such a faithful friend.
I can count on him,
I can count on him,
to the very end,
the very end.
Though the storm clouds darken the sky of the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, he will never fail. 我只要信靠我主，走人生在路。我只要信靠我主，他引领前途。虽然有时疲倦困苦，满心事忧愁。我只要信靠我主，他与我同走。 他是我向导，忠实的向导，常在我身旁，不迟与引导。虽然有时疲倦困苦，满心事忧愁，我只要信靠我主，他与我同走。
Let's pray. Lord, we ask to you to add to our faith. That we can keep trusting my Lord. Listen to our prayer.